This is the Orange Podcast, conversations with Orange City Council for the local community.
This is Alan Reader, coming to you with another episode of the Orange Podcast. Despite popular rumours we should be locked up, today some more stories from the world of Orange in lockdown. And if you've caught the show recently, you'd already know we've been telling how Orange City Council is getting on with the job, despite the impact of the pandemic. Last week, we heard about the extra options offered by the library and our team that offers support for the elderly. In today's bundle of joy, a couple more of those stories. Later, some fun for the younger ones in lockdown at your place. We'll hear about how Mondays at the Museum is doing it by video conference. And first up today, a question. If you live in parts of Orange that are more than 5 kilometres from Lake Cornobolas, so you can't go there, how many other parks are there in Orange where you can go walking? That's all coming your way this week. You're listening to the Orange Podcast. Over the last couple of weeks, we've been doing stories of Orange City Council crews just getting on with the job in COVID. It doesn't all grind to a halt. Amongst the crews keeping very busy this time of year, now that we're into spring, is our Parks and Gardens crew. To find out some more, City Presentation Manager Nigel Hobden. Nigel, would your crews like to be even busier mowing, but you still can't get in because it's so wet? Is that the problem?
Yeah, definitely, Alan. Some of the parks, when we walk across them, prior to mowing operations, we're still squelching through the ground. So we can't even get machinery onto those areas. So we're putting signs around different parks and different areas of parks as well to let people know that, yes, we're aware it needs mowing, but we just can't get in there to mow at the moment.
If the warm weather we've had in the last week keeps up, that won't be too long, but some more rain forecast for the weekend.
Yeah, just to top us up, the Bureau is predicting between 20 and 40 mils on Saturday from after midday onwards. So it's not what we really need, but I suppose we take it when we can get it because it's going to be beneficial to somewhere across the countryside. But it's going to hinder our operations of getting in there and mowing. Even the surprise shower we got last night, 5 to 6 mils, came out of nowhere. It's already topping up saturated ground, so it just delays us getting onto areas.
Normally at this time of year, we'd be in the midst of grand final season. Our sports grounds are very quiet. They're in great condition, I suppose, if there is some chance of some of the games, some of the codes coming back?
Yeah, look, most of the grounds are in good condition. There are certainly some that have got a wet layer to them from drainage where it's not exceptional. And our guys are finding it difficult to get on there and certainly mow those sports fields. But overall, they've got great grass cover on them because they haven't been worn off with overplay over the winter period. They'll be looking sensational for finals. And if not, they'll be looking really good for the summer sports season.
Over the weekend, there were some kerfuffles on social media when some of our local residents discovered they weren't allowed to go out to the lake. Do Orange residents are surprised when they discover there are more than 90 other parks around town, 100 parks?
Look, I suppose the surprising thing is, to some degree, is people don't live by local government boundaries. So a lot of our residents, whether they're new or old, they might not necessarily know where the local government boundary is to realise that Lake Cornobolas is outside of Orange to start with. But look, yes, with multiple parks, here we are sitting in one at the moment, Mulder Park. You could lose yourself in here for 40 minutes to an hour walking the pathways. It's not dissimilar to the lake. You've got the Botanic Gardens, Gosling Creek, great loops around Jack Brabham Park, the Bloomfield Hospital site and Gosling Creek. So there's plenty of parks and open spaces for people to recreate and certainly maintain that social distancing that is become the norm for us all.
Is this lockdown a good chance to discover a park you've never been to? I guess there are a few of those around town.
Look, there's many parks. There's little pocket parks. There's the extensive parks. We've got cycleways and shared pathways going through numerous parks. And certainly one of the things I have personally noted, but also my staff, we have noticed the increase in usage of shared pathways through parkland where we see families, mum, dad and kids out riding bikes. Or it could be if mum's working, it might be dad taking the kids off on the bikes or something like that. pushing kids in prams. So, yeah, there's a great network of pathways. Certainly you can jump onto the council's website and go onto the parks tab to look at what we do have to offer.
Some of the most high-profile trees that are about to come into bloom were ones that have just been planted in the last couple of months with our new tree cells in various parts of our inner city. If spring continues the way it is, when will they start to bud and when will people start to know some signs of growth there?
Well, I think people would be already starting to see some of the trees around the city budding. Certainly the prunus trees with their pink flowers, the pears with their white flowers, they're already coming out. So, really excited to see what the outcome is and how the growth rate is of trees in the new cells in Kite Street and McNamara Street. So, look, they'll be starting to bud up now and, the longer daylight and the warmer weather, they'll be powering on.
Nigel, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Alan. Appreciate it.
You're listening to the Orange Podcast. Last week on the show, you might remember, we heard from Sean Brady from the Orange City Library, finding out some fun things to do during the lockdown. Our original museum is also having a turn, encouraging some kids who might otherwise come to the museum to try a hand online to find out some more. Anastasia Freeman from the museum's online. Anastasia, why are you trying it online this time around?
Well, we want to create something fun for the kids who would be usually attending our Monday at the Museum program, but we also wanted to open up Monday at the Museum to a new audience online. And so our Monday at the Museum program is a fun-filled art and craft session that's designed to engage and educate 3 to 5-year-olds. And we focus on doing activities that assist in building new skills and help with a young child's development. And each week we explore a different object in the museum exhibition space and we complete a art or craft activity based on an object in the museum or one of the themes of the exhibition. So with current COVID restrictions, we've moved Monday at the Museum sessions online and we've had 2 online sessions so far, and they've been very popular.
How many people did you have those times?
The first time I think we had, it might have been like 10 or 12 people join in. Last week, I think it was a really beautiful day, so we didn't have as many. We had like 5 or 6 families join in. There were also siblings and, multiple kids on the other end of each computer.
Usually you've mentioned it is for under 5s, but with things coming in a Zoom meeting from someone's home, everyone is going to join in, the local dog and whatever other older kids might be in the room as well.
Yeah. So, the beauty of Monday at the Museum being online, it means that actually anyone in Australia can now tune in to the activities that we're undertaking. If there's 6 or 7-year-olds that are really interested in the activity that we're doing that week, then they're more than welcome to join as well.
Do you hope people go away with a better understanding of the museum as well as having lots of fun on the day?
Yeah, there's. We do try to go into a bit of a particular object and its history and its story and the person that used to own that object as well. So there's always fun things to learn about our local history as well. The Monday at the Museum online program is really accessible because we are just using everyday common objects that anyone will find around their home or their garden.
How easy is it to join in? How do you go online and register?
So the easiest way is to firstly find out all the instructions which are on our Facebook page. So definitely like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Just look for Orange Regional Museum. And we put all our details of how to link into the online session for Monday at the Museum in a Facebook event. So every week we will send out another Monday at the Museum Facebook event, which has the instructions and a list of materials for the activity. And there's also a Zoom link included in that. And you will just have to email us for the password, but all the details are in that event because we are trying to keep it a child-safe environment, even online as well. So it's really easy for parents to follow along at home with their child. And yeah, by following us on Facebook and liking our page, you can find out about all our other learning programs as well.
Joining us online from the Orange Regional Museum, Anastasia Freeman. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And the next Mondays at the Museum event is on Monday, September 6 from 10 a.m. Details on the Regional Museum Facebook page. And thanks for joining in this week. Before we go, a quick shout out to the people who are catching the program on local radio. Glad you're enjoying it. And as always, you can download this and other episodes on the Orange City Council website. Until next week, for the Orange Podcast, this is Alan Reader. Bye for now.